follows. This looks like an interesting list of acquisitions.
This is an interview with Ronald Pearson, Deer Isle, Maine. This is May 31st, 1979. Could we begin by your giving some idea of your childhood, some earlier memories, what were your parents, where'd you live, things like that?
Well, I was born in New York City, and first few years were spent in and around New York, Ridgewood, New Jersey, and Nutley, New Jersey, and then we moved into the city when I was 3 or 4 years old, and lived there until I was in about 10th grade in high school, whatever year that is.
Was your father in business, or was he moving around?
No, my father was an artist, and he had been an etcher for a long time, trained at the Art Institute in Chicago, and in the academic school, and he had, what was it, 1913, saw the Armory Show. And that was a turning point for him. And he
was it? What way?
Well, in the way he worked, he started to, be a work in a modern way instead of the traditional. And I guess he'd been very successful as an etcher, selling all over, making lots of money. And there's his story. There is quite a story to his life, actually, all that before I was ever on the scene or even thought of. But do you want to go into that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear a bit more as you heard about it, and then talk about him as, you know, as you knew him as an artist. Yeah, please. So he was trained at the Art Institute of Chicago?
Right.
Did he come to New York fairly early in his career?
Well, to trace it without giving dates or anything, because I'm not sure of those right offhand, but he trained at the Art Institute, and he was as an etcher, and he also, while he was in school, had a paper route to start with, and ended up with a business hiring kids, had three stores.
Good morning.
And was put himself through school that way. I guess he did fairly well. And there are a lot of interesting aspects to his life that have nothing to do with art, but one of them was that one of his regular customers, he always kept a newsstand on the, I think it was Jackson Park.
In Chicago.
In Chicago. And one of his regular customers was Thomas Preston Brooks, who was a band leader, contemporary of Sousa, at the same time. And Brooks was also a genius, and he was building planes, and had been building them. And he, at the time of the Wright brothers, he were flying their machine. He had already enclosed body, and with an engine in the front instead of pushing. And one day he just said to my father when he came by, he said, "Ralph, why don't you, would you like to see something?" And took him off to a big barn in, I think it was in Jackson Park, which was outskirts of the city then, as I understand it, and unlocked the door and took him in, and there was this fully developed aircraft. And so Dad got involved with that, helping him to raise money. He wasn't a mechanic, so he wasn't involved in that end.
But helped him to raise money? How?
Well, trying to get money to build another one and whatnot. So there's a whole story, which there is documentation on, by the way. I have
Of your father's involvement?
He wrote it down. He's actually tried to get it